T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The only outfielder. You needed a bigger splash. Again, this is another guy. He's a 5-6 hitter on a great lineup. Not your 3 or 4 hitter.
He batted .237 against right-handers.
Which would be one of the best batting averages on the Giants currently.
2021, .286 against the lefties. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and favorite 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And don't forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you're there. Give us a thumbs up. Almost at 16,000, Chasky. That put a smile on your face. 95.7 The Game, YouTube.
We should be at 20,000.
Right.
You know, it's just they needed a power hitting right handed bat so bad. They've needed it since Pence has declined. Like, let's call it what it is. They need an outfield power hitting right handed bat. Forget star power for a second, because I know the star. They needed power bats. Okay, it's very simple to me. Power bats. You look at their farm. They don't have a lot of outfield depth. Now, maybe Luciano gets trans, because I don't think he's going to be a shortstop. Maybe he gets transferred out to the right field at some point and he plays the outfield. Maybe. Maybe Matos in a couple years develops into that guy.
Mm-hmm.
They have had a nothing but fourth and fifth outfielders, light hitting, can't run the bases, you know, decent defenders. Average arm outfielders forever. They've had forever of those. They needed a middle of the order guy who could set the table for everyone else in that lineup in terms of that's the guy I got to avoid. Giving guys in the 2 or 3 hole or in the 5 or 6 hole better pitches to see, because the fear of God is in you that once that guy, be it Aaron Judge or whoever the power hitting outfielder is, comes into the lineup, it changes your lineup.
Can I give you a positive? Without any stars last year, they finished 81-81.
Why are you going to throw this back in my face?
They finished 81-81, man.
The dirty little secret in baseball is that there were half of the teams in baseball not trying. I'm not joking. Not trying. Think about this. The Pirates. I'm asking you, Grant. Do we all think that the Pirates suck? Come on. Ask yourself.
They stink.
Okay. They have two guys I care about. Brian Reynolds, who was a Giant. Okay. And they traded him for McCutcheon. And O'Neal Cruz. And they feel like their future is brighter on the big league level right now than the Giants. Now, I know, they're the number one overall pick. They just won the lottery. They had a horrible year this year, but there's promise. How have the Pittsburgh Pirates, who spend $15 a year on their payroll, how are they a more sexy everyday lineup moving forward than yours?
Can I ask you a question?
How?
Can I ask you a question? Are you more angry after seeing John Heyman tweet that the Giants nailed Aaron Judge?
Oh, that's part of it. It's the whole up and down, the roller coaster.
Can I tell you what I was doing?
And also them saying, the Giants themselves saying, we will not be outbid. When you say we will not be outbid, the number that I need to see from other people needs to be 50 to 100 million over whatever the Yankees offered. Like, Trey Turner got 11 years. Harper got 13 years. Again, it's like real estate. Getting into the game requires an overpay. You got to know that. Otherwise, shame on you.
Could I tell you what I was doing when John Heyman sent that tweet? I was napping.
I almost rolled off the road when I saw it.
So I was napping. And I woke up, and there was a lot of notifications on my phone. A lot of text messages. We got Judge. So I woke up and I said, and a baby chess. I scrolled and I was like, oh, wait, it was a dupe. Then I listened to John Heyman at 4 o'clock. In one of the more fascinating interviews ever at 95.7 The Game with Damon Errato, John Heyman just, chef's kiss. let's go to Brian in Sacramento. Brian in Sacramento. What's happening?
Yo. Yo, this, I gotta say, first of all, this is one of the greatest radio hours in the history of radio. Shasky, playing my heartstrings, you're making me feel better with every minute of this rant. My family has had season tickets, like a third season ticket. I get 27 games. I got tickets in the first row. I owe these bums a $10,000 check in March, and I don't even know if I want to send it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Damn, 10,000? Hey, you get Mitch Hedeker.
No, but this is like Bonte, people really
get Jock Peterson.
Look, I know, like, if baseball's dead. No, it's not.
It's not dead.
So many women, in particular, love baseball. So many people love baseball. So many kids right now are playing Little League all year round. Like, baseball is actually, the numbers have gone up. Dude, I coach junior Giants. I give kids gloves who never even thought about playing baseball. I am trying to be a steward of the game, and I can't even have my hometown team meet me halfway and help me sell the game on the people that live in this community.
Can I have you, can I share a laugh with you?
I feel like I'm the brunt of everyone's joke this morning.
No, you're not.
It's deserved. I'm a sucker. I fell for it.
Can I get you to laugh?
I'm an idiot.
If you want to cry out there, you can cry.
I'm about to.
Just let it flow. Let the tears flow.
Doc.
No, I'm dead serious. If you want to let it flow, let it flow.
This fool inherited a Ferrari, okay? A Ferrari. And he's somehow traded it in for a Pinto that doesn't even run.
So can I get you to laugh a little bit?
Yeah, I need it. I need it.
This is Dave on Twitter at GGG Giants.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
Maybe Aaron Judge is still mad they drafted Christian Arroyo instead of him.
Oh, Christian, the one that we couldn't trade for Stanton. Remember that? And I was screaming to the high heavens, trade Arroyo, who's bounced around 50 different teams.
Red Sox.
And he's a DH now. Oh, he's going to be the next Jeff Kent. I remember that one. Remember that? He's going to be the next Jeff Kent. One of the greatest five-year runs at second base in the history of baseball. And you're comparing a guy who barely hit 220 in the minors to Jeff Kent.
Let's go to Will and Patterson. Will and Patterson, what's happening?
I long you're for the days of Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Guys, I'm not even surprised. This is what the Giants do. We're going to have Larry Bear and the front office come on, and then they're going to say, oh, we tried, we did this. This has been going back since Fabian and Evans were around. They always end up being the bridesmaids. And if you think Carlos Correa's coming, that's going to be hilarious. Because you know what Scott Boras is going to do? Scott Boras is the happiest guy that Aaron Judge went to the Yankees. Because now he's going to use the Giants as leverage to get Correa all his money. And then the Giants will come in second place to get on that. And then Bear will sing the same story. This is ridiculous. This is getting old.
It is.
It's getting old.
Who do you care about?
I've been a Giants fan since Candlestick. Like, am I supposed to go buy a Mitch Haniger jersey today?
No. Who do you care about on the team? Who do you care about on the team? I'm asking sincerely. Like, who do we care about? I care. The Niners has like 10 guys I care about. The Warriors have got a zillion guys I care about. I care more about James Wiseman coming back from Santa Cruz than I care about anyone on the Giants.
The only guy I literally could possibly even care about right now is probably maybe Jock, because he's from here.
Yes.
And he grew up a Giants fan. But other than that, Rendon's gone.
I know.
You think Rendon's going to come back?
I know. He was awesome this year.
And here's the thing. And here's the thing that I'm most mad about. Even if the Giants would have got Judge, that was not going to be enough. They still need to go get Correa.
Thank you.
Now they're not even going to get Judge. And all these Giants fans are going to sit there and make excuses for them. And this is why the Giants get away with this stuff, is because half the fan base is delusional and doesn't know what they're talking about. And they're going to give them a pass.
Great call, Will. Dave Sims coming up, the voice of the Mariners, 7:30. He's going to sell us on Mitch Haniger. 3 years, $43 million.
Gone.
Didn't get Aaron Judge, but you got Mitch Haniger.
It's basically a two-year deal with an opt-out.
Shout out Mini High School, San Jose. The home of Aaron Gordon, the home of Drew Gordon.
I'm not mad at Mitch Haniger this morning. I can't. I'm rooting for him.
That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
We got JP
It's your boy Guru from Steiny and Guru, noon to 3, right here on 95.7 The Game. Now back to the morning roast. I'm a roaster because these two guys are my guys. Ying and Yang, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Californication.
Dave Sims, Root Sports. Mitch Haniger, the newest giant.
You want to make me laugh right now? Can you name who this band is?
Creed.
Tell me you're not serious.
Stitch of Music is not me.
Okay, so. It's a vegetable.
Broccoli.
Red Hot.
Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sounds depressing.
This is one of the great albums of all time.
Also one of the great music videos of all time when they're in a video game.
Hey, there's a Porcelain song that makes me feel really, really sad. Can you play that later?
Sure. Well, most of the songs make you either feel happy or sad.
I feel like I'm under the bridge right now on heroin, quite honestly. Like Anthony. Is it Cletus? Cletus? How do you pronounce his last
name? Cletus.
Cletus. That's it. Thank you.
Mitch Haniger. 3 years, $43 million. Opt out after two. Hit 39 jacks in 2021. Now you may ask what he did in 2022. Well, he didn't play much in 2022. Didn't play much at all. As the Mariners broke, what was it, 16-year playoff drought? 20-year playoff drought. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, 20-year
Yeah, remember
drought.
They had the 115-win team.
Yeah. I'm thinking the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah. Light the beam.
2022, Mitch Haniger played in only 57 games. 57 games, 11 home runs, 34 RBIs, batted 246. 246 last season. So he was injured. However, Giants give him a 3-year, $43 million deal. Eastside San Jose Big Ed wants to call in, and he says the Giants, Shasky, will be okay. Let's hear from Big Ed. Big Ed on the morning roast, what's up?
Hey, brothers. How are you guys doing this morning? First of all,
I'm hurting.
I want to tell you guys, hey, it's beautiful West Side Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Everybody enjoying this beautiful morning. I just want to let you guys know that we'll be okay. The Giants will be okay.
Why would they be
the
okay?
The Niners are definitely going to be okay.
Big Ed, let me ask you something. Sir. How would the Giants be okay?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
You know what? Because the organization has changed dramatically the way it's been. We don't need Judd. We need people that are going to come and be ballers. We'll be okay. That's what I'm trying to
say.
Okay.
Wait, one second. The greatest run of success that the San Francisco Giants have ever had came from 1997 all the way through about 2016, 2017. All right. And that was primarily the Brian Sabian, Bobby Evans era. Since then, they have had the biggest drought in terms of winning. 5 out of 6 years, they've been losers in my lifetime. I'm 40 years old. All right. So they were a great organization for a long, long time. And the people running it now had one great year, but they didn't build on it. And they used a lot of parts that are either no longer here or were from the prior regime and are aging out. So they got to do it on their own, and they have yet to prove that they can do it on their own.
Just like hearing from you yesterday, when you guys talked about all those different quarterbacks that we said the banana in the tailpipe, it's okay. We won't have the banana in the tailpipe because we know it's time to rebuild. We're going to be okay.
Well, we've been rebuilding Big Ed, I love you. We've been rebuilding for 5 or 6 years. The whole point of bringing Farhan in was so that you could be rebuilt, so that by the time all the money was off the books, there would be some farm players on the actual team that were showing promise, and a guy like Aaron Judge would consider you. That was the whole point this guy was brought in, and he has failed at making the farm better. Right now, most people have Arizona, San Diego, and the LA Dodgers farm system as infinitely better than the Giants. In fact, the Athletic had all three of those teams who are in your division in the top 7 in terms of farm. Now, I didn't even go to the big league roster because the big league rosters on all three of them are better than yours, period. It was just point blank. We know the Padres and Dodgers. For those that aren't as acutely aware of how good Arizona is, they've got a really nice roster at the big league level, and they've got a ton of guys coming through the system. Giants have nothing.
Luciano? Kyle Harrison? Because
Harrison's a top prospect. Well, there's no doubt. And they get credit for that. But we still haven't seen him.
I threw out the question about a month ago. Why not trade these prospects for Shohei Ohtani?
They don't have enough to be able to move that. And there's no guarantee that Shohei wants to be here. That was my point.
Everybody keeps telling me is Kyle Harrison's a can't-miss prospect. Marco Luciano's a can't-miss prospect. Patrick Bailey is a can't-miss prospect. Hunter Bishop.
Feels like a stretch.
Is an outfielder. Corner outfielder is going to hit 30 home runs one day. I keep hearing about the farm.
I mean, he's 25. He's in single A. And I'm rooting for him. Another Sarah, a local boy. But come on. Like, we got to, like, call it what it is. Susan Slusser's out here saying that Joey Bart, their 26-year-old catcher, they need an everyday catcher. I'm like, how did the number two pick fall off that hard?
Wow.
Meanwhile, Baltimore's top prospect catcher looks like an absolute baller.
Hirschman is good.
Yeah, he looks like a baller.
He's good.
What happened? I thought you were good at developing.
Well, let's go to Gabe in Oregon. Gabe in Oregon. Is he mad too?
Hey.
What's up, Gabe?
Hey. Oh, hey, good morning, if that's what you guys want to say.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I right now I'm lost for words. I haven't felt this way in a long time, or, you know, 2 years or so now. I feel the way a lot of us felt, and I'm glad that you brought up the Niners. I feel the way we felt after Super Bowl 54, like, I don't know. It should have been 40. It should have been 400 million 10 years. I don't think the Yankees would match that. But it's, I don't know. It's disgusting right now. That's all I have to say.
It's a great point, because once this is the way I felt about buying my house, Bonte. Once you're locked in 30 years, what is 100 grand over 30 years? Like, really, like, honestly, what's 100 grand? What's 200 grand over 30 years, right? Like, really, what is it? When you get to 350 million, what's 450? Like, on the real, what truly is 450? When we're talking about the valuations of these organizations in the $5 to $10 billion range, with television contracts due that are up, coming up. We haven't even talked about that, but, like, television deals are coming up. Like, caps are exploding. Once you get to 350, really, what's an extra 75 million? Like, really? You freaking burned 75 million on Samardzija to be a fifth starter and basically tackle Michael Morris and end his career.
So going back and forth with the New York Yankees seems like a mistake, right? It's the evil empires, the pinstripes. They've got all the money. They've got their own network. They're the New York Yankees. And so I know Spadoni's got some news. Give me 1 second here. It's like a prize fight, right? You get a champ in the ring against a challenger.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear the broadcast, whether it's Jim Lampley or Max Kellerman or Harold Lindemann, Andre Ward, whoever. And it's like the challenger has to beat the champ. They have to beat them convincingly, because if it goes to the scorecards, the champ will always get the benefit of the doubt. Well, in this situation, the Yankees are the champ and the Giants are the challenger. And in order to go get Aaron Judge, you got to knock it out the park. You got to knock him out of the park. You got to knock him out. You got to blow him away with an offer.
Exactly.
Whether it's 12 years, 450 million, 10 years, 400 million, you got to blow him away. And this is why the recruiting pitch, you guys thought I was joking, but I was dead serious. Will Clark, Willie Brown, Rennell, Curry, courtside seats at the Warriors game. You needed to pull out all the stops. You needed to pull out every single stop to go get Aaron Judge. And to me, the whole selling point was, well, you're from here. Let us sell yourself.
Like they thought so highly of, hey, we're the Giants. Right. You might want to come back here, that it overrated their hand.
Where was Willie Mays?
I did. Bonds.
So...
Real quick, gentlemen, per Bob Nightingale, USA Today, and Odyssey MLB Insider, this is, you just tweeted this moments ago, the primary reason why Aaron Judge flew down to San Diego on Tuesday was to meet with the San Diego Padres. They offered him $400 million over 10 years. Judge stays put in New York for $360 over 9.
So he flew to San Diego knowing that the Giants were out of the question. He left here last week. Last week. There's so much for him buying houses in the Bay Area. So much for him house hunting.
A hotel source, Bonte.
Hotel source.
The fact that the Padres were sniffing around and he gave them a last-minute visit, just in general.
Preller is ridiculous, by the way. Their GM.
$400 million.
Again, he's in on everyone. And everybody, when they got Machado, it's an overpay. It's an overpay. Who's giving immature Machado a 10-year, $300 million deal? How's it look now? Chato's better than any player the Giants got.
Here's my deal. During the season, when the Giants started losing, and we knew the Judge Noyes, and we knew he was going to become a free agent, the biggest question I had was, why would he leave the Yankees, who's been knocking on the door of World Series after World Series? Yeah, I know they haven't beat the Astros. They've been close.
But they've got a lot of bloated contracts that aren't very good.
No. Hold on. Let me finish.
I know. I'm just saying.
Let me just get a word in. This is your show. Let me just get a word in real quick. He's been knocking on the door with the Yankees. They've been in the playoffs. That's all you can ask for is to get in the tournament. He's been in that tournament. And I asked a question during the season. Why is coming home enough? Would you look at this roster?
No.
Would you look at this farm system?
He was prong one in, you were hoping, prong one of a 5 or 6 step prong of free agency.
So, like, all I was thinking the whole time was, why would he pick the Giants? Why? They're far away from contending for a World Series. They're behind the Padres and Dodgers and hell. I don't even know if they're above the Diamondbacks right now with all the young talent that they have. And that's with an extra playoff spot in the playoffs.
I know.
That's with an extra spot in Major League Baseball. They're not close. So why would a guy at 31 years old who's tasted the postseason, who's tasted champagne for winning divisions or wild card rounds or divisional series, why would he leave that to come to the Giants when their biggest selling point was, well, our farm system's going to be up by 2024? I kept saying that the whole time. And it just felt like I was talking to a wall at some point, and so I said, okay, let's see how it plays out.
Well, but I think one thing that I will say is that the Yankees roster is not a playoff roster without Aaron Judge.
But they can reload quicker than the Giants.
But I'm saying.
And he knows that.
The Yankees are
in on every free agent.
I agree, but their payroll is as bloated as it's ever been, and they are locked into certain contracts.
They will, but they'll move off of it. They're the Yankees.
I'm just saying. You're asking what the argument is, and I'm telling you what it is.
Big time teams worry about that stuff.
Do you think that they're a playoff team with the... If you take Yankees, Judge off them, yes. He carried them to the playoffs this year.
And he'll carry them again to the playoffs.
If I'm as good as he is, I'm thinking, let me see what I could do if I could create my entire own team, which Bryce Harper's doing.
Don't they have another prospect, too?
Oh, the Yankees? Their farm is not that highly touted.
All right. Let's bring in Dave Sims. Dave Sims, I can't wait to talk to him about Mitch Haniger. 3 years, $43 million. Knocked out after 2 years. 2021 had a monster year with the Seattle Mariners. And, of course, they break their 20-year playoff drought last season, although he only played 57 games. We're going to find out what happened to Mitch Haniger last year. We're going to find out what type of guy he is in the clubhouse. We already know he went to Archbishop Mitty down in San Jose. Let's bring in Dave Sims. Root Sports. He's all over the place. Sirius XM. Podcast with Coach K. It's a really good podcast. Mr. Sims, good morning, man. Welcome to the Morning Roast here in San Francisco. Glad you could join us today.
I tell you, Joe, good to be with you, fellas. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing well. We're hurting a little bit. Aaron Judge spurned the Giants.
I can tell. I heard your voice.
Yeah, he spurned the Giants. I'm trying to be the Dr. Phil of the show, but it's not working. But let's get to Haniger. What kind of hit are the Giants getting to Mitch Haniger?
Tell you what, when he's been healthy, you look at the 18 season, you look at the 21 season, he played 157 games in both years. Dude, he cranked it out. 26-93 and 859 OPS in the 18 season. He was an all-star. In 21... 39-100 with an 804 OPS. Mm-hmm. When he's healthy, the dude's a big time hitter. And his problem, he needs to have, I wish him all the luck in the world, because back in July of 17 at our place in Seattle, he took a Jacob DeGrom fastball in his face, missed 20 games.
Mm.
Makes the All Star team in 18. This past season looked like he had worked like a dog to get healthy. Now, he had various and sundry injuries, and then COVID hit him this year. So he was done after a few, I don't know, early in the month. And then he had a high ankle sprain when he comes back late in April, and then it kept him out till August 6th. So the basic theme is when he's healthy, he is one heck of a good player for you.
So then why isn't Seattle re-signing him? Because they feel like a young, up-and-coming, exciting team. Why do you think that he, I mean, is it just he wanted to come home? Like, why isn't Seattle in on him?
Well, free agency was at his fingertips. He wanted to try it out. Okay. And and he ends up in San Francisco. I mean, remember talking to him about, you know, him growing up and who are your guys. He was a big Bonds guy, big Giants guy. So I'm not surprised that he went on. Gotcha. Not at all.
Well, what are we getting in terms of a defensive player or a clubhouse guy? Like, take me in, because we know the hitting numbers. They're eye-popping. Yeah. And thank you for the context on the injuries.
Yeah, no problem. Great guy. Character-wise, you got nothing to worry about. He'll be a good clubhouse guy. He's not a super rah-rah guy, but I tell you what, he leads by example, and he's one of those, you know, E.F. Hutton kind of guys. When he does speak, everybody listens. And he works his ass off, I mean, to the point where he's maniacal. Mm-hmm. And that's how he got himself back in shape to come back for the 22 season. So you don't have anything to worry about there. Outfield-wise, strong, pretty accurate arm. I mean,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm sure there's some defensive metrics out there that you can look at, but I'm telling you, from a guy, you know, I'm older than you guys, so I go by what I see.
Yeah, old school. Dave.
Roger that, my man. Mucho gracias.
Jeez. We're a dying breed, Dave. It drives me nuts. Oh, his war plus metric BABIP. I'm like, is he a good ball player or not?
Hey, in the language where I come from, I won't threaten your FCC language, but yes, and play. Can he freaking play? Come on.
Exactly.
I see him get some balls to the when he's in right field. He plays largely in right field. That's
gotcha.
His position. Gets to the line well. Hits the cutoff man. He's throwing guys out at second. I've seen him throw guys out at third. He gets good jumps. He does a good job going back diagonally to his right, especially to his right. He can cover the gap. I don't know who's in center field for you guys, but that'll be a good pairing right there. I'm sure your center fielder is a good one defensively. So I think that's gonna be good, you know. And he's not a speed burner, but he's one of those guys that runs the base as well. You know, he cuts the bags, and he's a smart baseball player. He's not gonna, you know, if he's on second, less than two outs, ball hits at a shortstop right at him, he's not gonna try to get to third. You know, he's not one of those knuckleheads. So I think you're getting a dude that he and his family will be thrilled to have him back in the home area. I mean, we're gonna miss him. Because, like I said, what he did to get us close to the playoffs last year was phenomenal. I think he drove in all the runs in that game 161 against the Angels. And I went nuts on that eighth inning two-run single. And he's a quality dude. So you're getting a hell of a package. I mean, you know, Aaron Judge is, if you will, an outlier. I mean, you know, 62 home runs, yada, yada, yada. I'm not surprised he stayed. I think, all due respect to the Giants and the run that you guys have had.
I was going to ask you about that. Did you ever think he was going to sign with the Giants? Because I'm looking at the Giants from afar. I don't know how close they are to a World Series, but leaving the Yankees and what they have out there, and I know they got some bloated contracts and they're a little long in the tooth, but it's the Yankees. And they've been knocking on the door of a World Series for a number of years now. You didn't ever think he was going to leave New York City, huh?
I thought it was a chance when the Giants got in, but I'm with you, Partey. Here's the deal. Selected and drafted by the Yankees, raised by the Yankees. Mm-hmm. He's established himself as a superstar. He's put himself with the 62 home runs in the pantheon of all the greats who have played here. He follows in Jeter's footsteps. He's going to probably be the captain. I guess that was part of the deal, too. He's going to be Yankee captain in New York City, making $40 million a year, and opportunity for more, like, stupid ancillary money from Madison Avenue. I mean, he's checking every box. God love you guys, but that's hard to beat.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dave, do me a favor. Kick their ass this year. I hate the Yankees. I'm so devastated.
We beat them 4 out of 6 last year.
Yeah, I know.
No doubt.
I'm rooting for you guys.
Guess what, Dave? The Giants get the first crack at them because they visit Yankee Stadium to start the season in 2023. So
just
the Giants
rub it in our face.
Out of here. Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot about that.
They get the first crack at Yankee Stadium. Dave Sims. Check out his podcast or his SiriusXM Radio Basketball and Beyond with Coach K. It's really good. Fox Sports won the Big East Hoops. We love the Big East tournament. We got to get out there to the Garden for that tournament. And of course, the voice of the Seattle Mariners. Dave, we've been fans from afar for a long time. We appreciate the time. Thanks for the insight. I'm Mitch Ediger.
You bet, fellas. Thank you very much. And look you up next time we come to San
Francisco. Hell yeah.
Be well.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see Julio in person.
No doubt. J-Rod. Ooh, they got a star. They got box office.
So, are you feeling a little better? I mean, obviously, Aaron Judge is a big story. But
do I feel better?
About Haniger.
No, you should be asking yourself the question.
I was already in on Haniger. I think he's a really good player. I think it's a good value. Everyone's looking at 3 years, $43 million. Do you guys know what the value is of players in the open market today?
All right. You,
I'm not saying that he's a game breaker. I'm just saying he's a solid addition.
Does it move the needle?
No. No, but does it's a solid addition.
Does it increase? Does it make them better than 81 and 81?
No, but it's so a solid addition.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid with Mitch Haniger.
But who's
this guy played 57 games last year, and you gave him $43 million, and you gave Jock Peterson $19.6 million, and you want to sell me on Mitch Haniger because he's from Mini High School?
Yeah.
The hell out of here with that.
Yeah.
The hell out of here with that. I'm not buying anything. Look, it's another one of those signings. It's like Denard Span. You might as well go sign Will Myers now. Go get all the 32-year-old middle-aged white guys who are hurt all the damn time, who are going to platoon.
Yeah, hit the face with a fastball from DeGrom.
Get out of here.
It happens.
Mitch Haniger. Yeah, I'm going to go spend $150 to go watch Mitch Haniger and Jock Peterson in the outfield.
He is an
answer,
but he's like a side to whatever the steak was going to be.
Dude, I'm not buying it.
The steak was supposed to be Aaron Judge. Nah, this is like the asparagus.
The steak was supposed to be Aaron Judge. You know why? Because Bob Nightingale just said it. The Padres came in at $400 million, and he flew from Tampa to San Diego to hit from the Padres and not the Giants.
You think I like that?
So the Padres have missed out on Trey Turner and Judge. You don't think they're going to try to set their sights on Correa or Bogarts next?
And they have Fernando Tatis in their back pocket as a trade piece. Under team control because they locked him up.
This organization, which I said for all damn season, they needed swag, they needed to get cool. They had the second half of last season to get ready for Aaron Judge. And what was the pitch? This guy should have been courtside at the Warriors game. Courtside. Barry Bonds should have been sitting next to him. Just the Dallas Cowboys are doing with Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. can't even run a route right now. He's got a torn ACL. They had Micah Parsons. They had Diggs. They had everybody sitting courtside. They had Luka Doncic saying what's up to him. Hell, Devin Booker was saying what's up to him, and he was on the opposing team. Judge was nowhere to be found at Chase Center. Where was Barry Bonds next to him? Where's Willie Mays? Where's Rennell? Where's Willie Brown? Where's Will Clark? They half-assed it, Shasky. And this is why Farhan's got to go. This is why Bart.
Now you're here with me.
I was here yesterday.
Yeah.
You were San Francesco. Don't give me that.
Well, no, timeout.
Don't give me that. You and Willard have been selling Farhan.
No.
So I don't want to hear anything.
No. Well, Sam, defend me on this one.
No.
Sam, Willard and Sam have defended Farhan. What did I say midseason about their brand of baseball under Farhan Zaidi and Gabe Kapler? What did I say on the pod and on these airwaves over and over and over again? What did I say?
No, you hit a point where it's just like, you need to show me something. Show me a reason to believe. I hit that point with you, too.
However, I called for it yesterday, and I was saying Farhan. And everybody said, well, if Farhan doesn't sign Aaron Judge, it's not on him, it's on ownership. No. He's the president of baseball operations. This is on him.
Well,
he's the face of the franchise. And after I hear all these people give John Lynch and Bob Myers all the heat in the world, what the hell has he done?
He's done nothing.
I told you, 107 wins was a joke. It was an outlier. Forget their record.
No,
I'm pissed off right now.
Because look, is their farm better than what it was in 2018? Marginally.
That's nothing for
me. But that's my point. All the money coming off the books, the roster should have had a few young players that we could see at the big league level.
Listen.
And don't give me COVID as an excuse. I don't want to hear it. And then you needed to either be aggressive in free agency before this year, or you needed to be able to build on stuff.
The Giants are behind the eight ball. Listen, Steve Berman from The Athletic, he writes articles about the local media. He covers the Oakland A's. And he sent out a tweet yesterday that's a topic we've touched on for a number of years now.
Yes.
is the Giants and Warriors are competing with each other for the biggest stars in town. They're right down the street from each other. They're fighting for these fans. And you go look at the area around Chase Center compared to what Oracle Park is right now. You look at the guys who are walking into Chase Center. Jonathan Kuminga is a bigger star than anybody in the Giants right now, and he plays 10 minutes a game.
I can't argue you.
10 minutes a game.
Bonte, the team store is selling Will Clark jerseys. That's what the Niners did in 2016 when we didn't have any players. There weren't Buckner jerseys for sale. No one even knew if he was any good at that time. They were selling you Joe Montana jerseys. So that's when you know your team is down and out.
So I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all that they didn't get Aaron Judge. I'm trying to warn you guys that this team is behind the eight ball. They don't know how to recruit. They don't know how to roll out a red carpet. They need Larry Bear maybe needs more power in that organization. Because the Farhan-led Giants ain't getting nobody.
Well, I agree with that.
Another one bites the dust. Another one. Because you don't have anything to show Aaron Judge. And the things that you do have to show Aaron Judge, you didn't show it to him. He flew to San Diego from Tampa Bay to take a meeting with the Padres.
I know. That's incredible. That makes me even
more pissed. Another one bites the dust.
Aaron Judge, put him to the side. When Jim Harbaugh got ran out of town, what was the energy like by the whole entire media and all the fan base? You replaced Jim Harbaugh, the winningest coach since Seaford, for who? Tom Sula? And yet, we pushed out, and that's what happened. They pushed out Bruce Bochy. And now Bochy's back. And now Bochy's back with the Texas Rangers, and they're spending billions of dollars in free agency for Gabe Kapler.
So again,
because Farhan wanted to hire his guy, and no one pressed them on that.
Farhan has done nothing. Nothing. We had to pressure his ass to go trade for Chris Bryant. This guy, Aaron Judge, was going to be a free agent for a year and a half. He had a year and a half to get out all the bells and whistles, to parade him around town. Not just hide him in the St. Regis Hotel. Get your ass out of here. Let's go to Alcatraz for a second. Get your ass out here. Let's go to Napa County. Get your ass out here. Let's go look at the Golden Gate Bridge. It's just one. Like, go get Clay Thompson and ride on his boat.
Coming on
his boat with Clay Thompson to Chase Center.
Their entire mantra every offseason is, who is the depreciated player who needs a project reclamation situation where we could bring them in? Gosman, Tyler Anderson, who else? Carlos Rodon. We will give you a one-year deal. You'll do some really good things with us, and then you'll bounce.
I'm sick
of that.
Well, you got all these free agents flying off the board now. Remember the Giants hosted Kelly Jensen? Well, he just signed a two-year, $32 million deal with the Boston Red Sox.
Well, I don't even want Jansen.
But you know what the point is?
The point is,
you can't close anything down.
No.
Instead, you go get Mitch Haniger, who basically just want to come. He got $43 million to come back home. The guy played 57 games last year. And you want to sell that to this fan base? I'm not selling anything to Giants fans. This is why people are tuning out. And I swear to God, if anybody ever throws 81-81 at me again, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh. This organization, a second fiddle, dog.
This guy's wearing Padre gear as he walks in.
You know what?
Proud of my Padres.
Hey, Maxon should wear Padres gear because you know what? They go for it.
Yeah, they got guts.
2 years ago, they went after Trey Turner and Max Scherzer.
For the coffee.
They're going toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. You know what? They swung and missed on Scherzer and Trey Turner. What do they do the next season? We're going to Orlando Juan Soto. They have been in the Dodgers for Juan Soto.
You know who's been the most...
They heard the Giants had a blank check? Watch this. Here's $400 million. And you know what? Everybody told me all last season, well, the Padres are tapped out. They can't throw anybody at anybody else.
Clearly that's
wrong. And I told you guys, Petco Park is printing money now.
Yeah. How have they become us?
Organizations like the Yankees, like the Warriors, like the Padres, like the Dodgers, like the Red Sox, all the big boy organizations... Money's not an issue. They figure out the salary cap. They figure out their payroll. They figure out how to bring in big names. But all these excuses I heard all last season about the Giants. That's all I hear is excuses from everybody. And everybody will say, well, Bonte, you don't really care about the Giants. Damn it, I was worried. I'm just as big as a Giants fan. So I don't want to hear anything about the Giants. They've been doing this for years.
I think they make you angry.
I sit back and I say,
no,
and I
but
laugh.
I think they make you angry because you expect them to be better.
No,
than
I don't expect
I
it. I don't expect it anymore.
Why?
Because Farhan Zaidi's in charge and Gabe Kapler's your manager. You're recruiting Aaron Judge. And Gabe Kapler's out in the mountains in Arizona.
Well, that guy. I mean, don't even.
Gabe Kapler should have been picking his ass up in the Uber yes. at the airport.
But the way baseball managers are, they might not even be here a week
so
from now.
And now we gotta sit here and break down Mitch Haniger. Good clubhouse guy. Great.
And you're going to not get any of these shortstops because Crawford's got to play that final year at short. Because no one has the guts to tell him, dog, slide over to third or second.
Let me holler out a real one real quick. Film on Mike in the City. What's happening?
Hey, man. You know what? You know what? When you said nothing, it reminded me of that Whitney Houston song. Farhan's done nothing. Nothing. At all.
If I don't have you.
Yes, exactly. We're not relatable. The team is boring.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful city. You have you could tout the whole Bay Area. San Francisco is just one part of it. You could tout Marin. You feel me? Like we have no one to offer as far as like an ambassador.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Like Will Clark, Richard Williams, cool. But we need to like turn it up, man. Like either we gonna be a old organization, you feel me, that's super cool, almost like the Raiders, or we just gonna be like another milly-nilly, you know.
It's very vanilla.
Cleveland Indians.
But Fillmore.
Very vanilla.
Fillmore, be the Red Sox. Yeah. Be the classy organization that's aggressive.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm sick of coming in second place. It's like the Niners in all these Super Bowls. I'm sick of coming in second place.
No.
Get your guy. And then another thing is this. You need more players than Aaron Judge. How come we wasn't aggressively attacking other players? Showing like, man, we trying to get him.
Yep.
Him not in the
yep.
third. Like, we should have been after Correa. Why not go after both? Show that we're super aggressive. Hey, man, we trying to get Correa. We trying to get you, Judge.
Yep.
We finna do this.
Yep.
They got to come with new ideas.
I know. I'm with you. But here's the thing. They're always afraid. Like, this goes against every philosophical bone in his body, Farhan, which is exactly the opposite of how I operate. He is so petrified of year 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, my God. Whoa. Oh, my God. What's it going to look like at 4, 5, 6? Here's the irony. The only success you've had is in year 4, 5, and 6 of contracts for Belt, Crawford, and Posey. Contracts you didn't even sign. Those are the only years of success that you've had.
You know, it's funny because everybody tried to give Farhan credit for building the Dodgers. Andrew Friedman built the Tampa Bay Rays and the Dodgers, and yet Farhan gets all this credit. Again, I argue with Farhan apologists all the time. What is Farhan good at? Fantasy football? Okay, great. Good at building spreadsheets? I know how to do that. I got a spreadsheet right now. Google Sheets has my entire budget in my Google Sheets. I could do that. Evaluate talent? What talent is he evaluated?
Oh,
that has turned into something.
Darren Ruff in the KBO.
You know,
Darren Ruff in the KBO can hit certain pitchers and will platoon him to death and trade him for three different players.
Shasky, somebody in a thread yesterday. Who was it in our thread?
It might have been me.
Said, you know, Mitch Haniger could be Darren Ruff.
No, a better version.
A better version of Darren Ruff.
Yeah.
That's what we're comparing Mitch Haniger to.
I thought Mitch Haniger was asparagus, not the steak.
Version of Darren Ruff. And you, what? What a joke.
I mean, even Mauricio Dubon collecting junk at the thrift store.
The Yankees give you Aaron Judge. The Giants sign you Casey McGee.
Oh, Casey McGee. Why are you doing
that
to
that's
me?
That's what this organization is.
Why are you doing
that's
that
what
to
they me? Become. That's what they become. How do you, again, the recruiting pitch, you blew it right there when he left San Francisco without a deal.
Yeah,
you blew it right there.
I agree.
You blew it right there. He's at the St. Regis Hotel. The Warriors have two home games. Get his ass to Chase Center. You go get Barry Bonds. You go get George Kittle. You go get Brandon Ayuk. You go get Deebo Samuel. You go pull out all the bells and whistles to make sure Aaron's, you're going to be a rock star here. You have the 99 jerseys in the clubhouse. You go put a billboard up. Get Salesforce. Hey, Salesforce, what do you need? 1 million? 2 million? 3 million? Get Aaron Judge's face all over the Salesforce tower.
I'm with you.
This team is so outdated. Giants.
Well, it's because it starts with their crusty.
Don't even know how to use Twitter.
It starts with their crusty owner. Did you see the Zoom call? Nothing was least inspiring, and I ripped this the day it happened. The Zoom call with Charles Johnson's kid running things. I said, "Oh God, this is who's running the Giants." Look, say what you want about Jed. Say what you want about even Joe Lacob. Like, at least I understand that they understand their own strengths and weaknesses. Jed. Okay, Joe Lacob in a room, he's swashbuckler. He's very charismatic, and you know he's in the room. Jed knows, you know, I'm not great in front of the camera. I'm going to take a step back, but you know what I will do? I'll hire John Lynch. Right. He's phenomenal in front of the camera. I watched Charles Johnson's kid try to run the team in his late 60s, early 70s, and I said, oh, my God, this is who's running the Giants? Oh, my God. Well, he is one of the largest stakeholders, and he's on the board?
One more thing.
What the hell?
One more thing.
That doesn't inspire me. They didn't even look like they knew how to run the Zoom. You know the guy like, hit unmute?
Yeah, well.
It was so uninspiring. You couldn't even fly Posey out here?
I know some sales reps at the company who don't know how to unmute a Zoom. Buster Posey was on a Zoom, and I asked during the recruiting pitch. I said, who do you want there? A lot of people say bring Buster Posey there. I said, no, I don't need Buster.
He's not charismatic enough.
He couldn't close a deal on John Lester. All right? John Lester was like, I'd rather go play with the Cubs who ain't won a damn thing in over 100 years to come play for your organization. So Buster Posey, the guy who doesn't want to give you more than 5 words during an interview, you can't have him in a recruiting pitch. No. Hell. Aaron Judge probably, somebody from the Yankees like, yo, Buster Posey's recruiting you. Here's a video of Buster Posey not doing anything when Hunter Strickland beamed Bryce Harper and every had a fight and Buster Posey stood there to play.
I would have done the same thing. Hunter Strickland was a punk.
That was weak.
I know, but Hunter Strickland
was weak.
Hunter Strickland had that coming.
He sat there as his teammates.
No.
Mike Morris's career was over after that brawl. Buster Posey sat there to play.
He got speared by Samardzija. I mean, that's what ended up happening. But Hunter Strickland had that coming. I'll defend Posey there.
So here's another thing.
Because he did great. Here's another thing.
Farhan Zaidi told reporters, from my financial standpoint, there's nobody that would be out of our capability to kind of meet what we expect the contract demands will be. It'll just be a question of whether there's mutual interest in how we put together the best possible team.
Word salad of mumbo jumbo. You didn't get it done.
Michael, Adam, Jordan, E. Robert will get you after the break. Or actually, we'll get you after T.O.
It'll be quick with T.O., but it'll be fun. Yeah.
It's T.O.'s birthday. We got to get him on his birthday. Come in with a happy birthday song. Stevie Wonder, Spinoni. Lighten the mood up. You're a joke. You're a joke. But hey, they finished 81-81. 81-81, Spinoni. 500, baby. It's all about being 500. Guru's about to be 500 with liquidate all assets. Operation 500. Woo! Giants don't get a dub, but the Niners may, because Jimmy G could come back. That could be the case in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, right? That could be the case in the playoffs. After the Niners announced that Garoppolo would not need surgery on his broken foot that he suffered during Sunday's win against the Dolphins, according to Mike Garoppolo of NFL Network, there was no ligament damage in Jimmy G's foot, creating optimism that his return could come sooner rather than later. A 5-week timeline would have Garoppolo back in time for the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. How about that? How about that? Can Brock Purdy win you 2 games and head it off to Jimmy G? Or what about Trey? Or what about Jimmy? What about Trey? What about Jimmy? What about Judge? What about Farhan?
Oh, boy.
Injury report brought to you by Boxer Curse and Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. The Giants, hey, you know what, Shasky? You were on to something last week. At least they were in the conversation for Aaron Judge. At least we always have that. Hey, Bryce Harper came down to 3 teams, and the Giants are one of them. It is the Capri Sun, the fruit snack era. Participation trophies for everybody.
Big fat choke artist.
You get a medal. You get a gold star. You get a fruit snack. You get a Capri Sun. High five, Farhan.
And you think this is bad? You just wait till there's no shift and speed is implemented into the game. Farhan has no idea what speed is. Did you see the Giants? They were the worst base running Giants team of my adult life by a long green mile.
T.O. coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank Full Service Banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.